From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is away this week. I'm Bob Garfield. This week, as the global media fixated on Russia's military takeover of Crimea, two American journalists for the Kremlin-funded news channel Russia Today launched themselves into the story. On Wednesday, RT anchor Liz Wall announced her resignation live on air.
Personally, I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
Her departure followed the sensation triggered by another RT host, Abby Martin, who ended her daily program, Breaking the Set, on Monday with an off-script denunciation of Russia's intervention in Ukraine.
Just because I work here for RT doesn't mean I don't have editorial independence. And I can't stress enough how strongly I am against any state intervention in a sovereign nation's affairs. What Russia did is wrong. I admittedly don't know as much as I should about Ukraine's history or the cultural dynamics of the region, but what I do know is that military intervention is never the answer. And I will not sit here and apologize or defend military aggression. Furthermore, the coverage I've seen of Ukraine has been truly disappointing from all sides of the media spectrum and rife with disinformation.
Given that RT is widely regarded as a 24-hour propaganda machine engineered to polish Russia's image abroad, Abby Martin shocked many with her outburst. However, the firebrand media critic who caught RT's eye while an Occupy activist and a 9/11 truther says she wasn't afraid to speak out despite RT's pro-Russian slant.
I knew that there would come a day when I wouldn't agree with what Russia was doing, and I knew that I would have to speak out when that day came and risk my job. And that day came on Monday, and it was really, really incredible to see everything that happened in the aftermath and just be able to keep my job and have my network recognize that it's good to have dissent, and I will continue to speak out against what I think is wrong.
The response by your RT management has been kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. First, they said it proves their editorial independence. Mm-hmm. Then that you've been somehow brainwashed by Western media coverage. But then they said they're going to dispatch you to Crimea, I guess, for firsthand reporting on the subject. But it sounded kind of punitive in a sort of Russian frontish way.
That was a strange one. I woke up to kind of the statement that was already circulating saying I was being shipped to Crimea. And I said, that's funny. I haven't been asked. So I go into the network and you know, they kindly asked me. They said, we'd love to send you there today. And I just said, look, I would never go unless I could have the time to make my own contacts in Kiev on the ground, get proper training that I would reconsider in the future if I could do my independent research and have an independent trip other than taking the chance of having a vetted experience. Not that they said that it would be. I didn't want to take that chance.
Mm. Now, from here, your denunciation of the Kremlin's policy had a sort of shock, there's gambling going on in this establishment vibe to it. I mean, you do, after all, work for a Kremlin-funded channel that puts a Putin-friendly gloss on almost everything it reports.
I mean, you're working on a network that accepts money from oil companies. I mean, and you guys omit information about different things happening in the Gulf of Mexico oil spills. I think all of us in the media understand that the payment comes from somewhere and there's a lot of self-censorship going on. But like I said, I knew that there would be a time where I couldn't not speak out against Putin and against Russia, and I would risk losing my job. In fact, people have on the establishment media. They've gotten fired for it. And RT gives me a lot of freedom.
Just for the record, I'll say there's no self-censorship going on this end of the microphone. But before this episode, Abby, you were like nobody's idea of a wallflower. You've railed against both U.S. policy and U.S. media. I understand in your promos for the media criticism show you host, you smash a television with a sledgehammer?
Indeed. I think what the U.S. was doing in Ukraine, meddling and helping kind of fund the opposition movement, was wrong, and I called it out. And the second that I saw Russia advance with its military, I said, you know what? This is wrong.
After your denunciation of Putin's actions in Crimea, your colleague Liz Wall resigned live on the air, calling RT's coverage of Ukraine a whitewash. What was the reaction among your colleagues?
I can only speak for myself because she kind of left right after that happened. But all my colleagues were really proud of me. Everyone really supported what I did. And I work with pretty much all just really passionate American journalists who work at this network so we can speak out against different things that other corporate entities can't speak out against that are beholden to their advertisers or parrot the establishment line.
I certainly get that you believe a big swath of Western media is sort of corporate-funded propaganda, including NPR. But has this episode made you think about the wisdom or practicality of fighting one kind of propaganda with explicit propaganda from the Kremlin?
Come on, man. That's such a cheap shot. You guys are doing the same thing as well as every other person working in a media outlet that is funded by questionable entities. I mean, come on. I have total journalistic integrity and editorial freedom to say what I want to say. So are you saying that I shouldn't have the platform to do that just because the Kremlin or whatever you're saying, even though it's grants in Russia, just like BBC and Al Jazeera? I mean, if I can't speak out about those things, then of course I wouldn't work here. And if I got fired, then that would be a bigger story. You have to ask the question, why do I have to work for RT to tell the truth about the U.S. establishment and what's really happening, and to try to hold corporations accountable for their actions?
Are you going to keep your job?
I don't know.
We know about the aborted attempt to send you to Crimea, but what have your bosses said to you?
My boss just said, I support your decision to speak out. We value your show, and we value your integrity.
Has anything taken place in the aftermath of your on-air statement that particularly surprised or amused or horrified you?
I think the most amusing thing is how it got viral just because it fit this insane Cold War resurrection going on all across the establishment press, trying to just demonize everything about Russia right now. They latched onto it, and then when they realized my politics were too radical to fit into their paradigm, they just smeared me.
Smeared how?
Oh, just dredging up everything that I've ever done in the last 10 years, totally misquoting me, mischaracterizing who I am, just to try to tear me down and say, this is all staged. I mean, it's just absurd, the levels that people would go to try to minimize risking a job on a network paid by the Kremlin to speak out against Russia. And that's really the bottom line of the story. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, took off with it and tried to make their own stories out of it.
Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Abby Martin is host of Breaking the Set on Russia Today.